Morning Watch, the factor of closely following the completed vision of the age through the ministry of the age. Week 2, Lord's Day, related verses. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 through 4 and 18. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Verse 18, this charge I commit to you, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you might war the good warfare. Amos 8, verse 11, indeed days are coming, declares the Lord Jehovah, when I will send a hunger into the land, not a hunger for bread nor a thirst for water, but for hearing the words of Jehovah. Ezra 7, verses 10 and 25. For Ezra has set his heart to seek the law of Jehovah and to do it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. Verse 25. And you, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges, who may judge all the people who are in the province beyond the river, all those who know the laws of your God, and teach anyone who does not know them. Ephesians 4, verses 12 through 13 and 15. For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 15, beholding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things who is the head, Christ. Revelations 22, verses 14 and 17. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who is thirsty come, let him who wills take the water of life freely.